Say to the Kahanim and Yaron, you should say to them, they should not be metame to a nefesh amongst their people. So the Horsham Yaskakashim, most of us are more like Kahanim and Yaron. Why do you have to say both? Everybody knows Kahanim are the sons of Aaron. Everybody knows the Bnei Aaron are Kahanim. What's that result? Why does it turn out to say both of them? Kahanim and Yaron. See, the Torah says, and then it's an Isis, says, maybe they get shot. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kayan. He's Mashamish Meshubi Yimei Luan, even though he wasn't Mibnei Aaron. We find Pinchas was Mibnei Aaron. He didn't have a din of a Kayan until after the Maisa of Zimri Ben Solo and Kozli Bastur. So, in the Maisa of Zimri, really Moshe Rabbeinu could have been Metame himself to kill Zimri. Rishas Maisa. He wasn't the time himself, and he didn't do it right away. The members told us there was a timeline. But Baruch Hu Chazal say, Hayoyis Moshe Rabbeinu was not the Zoriz in doing this himself. He could have been the time himself. So Nisrash Lu Yodar Shal Moshe, Nisalam Li Menu Ha'alachi. We got the Ha'alachi. So Pinchas, we should Nisatzo, because he was a little bit lazy. Well, you're the Ishas Kurosi. We don't know where it's Kurosi. They met so, to be talking about one nation, and that is from the Zvorah and Tzadikim, Kichut HaZor. So what do you see? Okay, there was a tree on Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't the town himself. Right? Means, because Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Kohen, but he was not from the Yaron. So there's no Israel to him. At the very same time, Pinchas Lehepach. Pinchas was from the Yaron, but he wasn't yet a Kohen, and he was here allowed to be the town himself. He says, that's what the Torah is being around us to over here. And more like Kahana. Say to the Kahana, Lafuke Pinchas, who is not yet a Kohen, he does not have an issue of being the Tavan, so. Bnei Aaron, Lafuke Moshe Rabbeinu, he was not a Kohen, but he was not Bnei Aaron. Bnei, there was a time on Moshe Rabbeinu for not doing it right away. He was in the Sartre Yodo. And what happened, this is why Pinchas was Zoycha, because he was talking to Tavan himself, because he was not yet a Kohen. Those are the youngest nights. The time of Baal B'Yamah Le'Chaloi, fellow should not be Metamei Le'Chaloi. So Rashi says, if someone, a Kohen, was married to a woman that's possible to him, that's Mechalol him, so he's not allowed to be Metamei to her. So, say for Tam Tzvi brings down B'Shem the basic straw, the Ger Rebbe. He says, every single person has Kedusha, no matter how low he is, no matter how much he was a Chayte, every single person has Kedusha. Let's take a look at this Kayin over here. He married a woman that was possible to him. He has a Halo and a Kedusha's Kayin. He marries a woman. He's an Avarian, he's over on the Tayyarim. It's a Dovership of Vahesi because everybody knows about it. She's Mechal Shem Shemayim of Vahesi. Not only that, but there's no question that Besdin forced him. There's a mitzvah to kiddushta. You have to enforce the kiddusha, and you have to be kind for him to give again. And this fellow, he had an asus ponim to be over on the words of the Torah. He's over on the words of Besdin. He's pashtus. He's trying to riddle his way out of Besdin and not to give again. He did the worst things. What happens to this person now that his wife was nifter? The Torah says, "Well, yitama baal b'yam leichol." He has a kiddusha. He still has a Kedusha, and despite everything that he did, he has a Kedusha, he shouldn't be metame himself. The Kedusha's nisher body, even after he was over with favors on this rebellion, and this chutzpah, sigh against the Torah, sigh against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sigh against the Besdin. You would have thought, Kedusha, what Kedusha is this person have? What was the Torah, the Yachas that the Torah is, he still has Kedusha in him, and Abba began, you should not be Mechal of that Kedusha. I mentioned the story recently, I mentioned it. But shortly after the terrible pogrom in Chevron, that's 1929, so a group of Yugalites came to hear Hashkofas HaTayrim, the Gesa Times on the bell, Stutzich on the bell, they were discussing Torahs that the Philchal Yisrael, the prophet, in Chevron. So one of the younger wife got up and said, this is happening? Because he knows it's young to play soccer on Shabbos.
He gets up and he says, I wanted the favors to tell you that that's not your shot. He says, what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you? Who are these people? These people met in the tribal ministry. They were taken away from their families. They were in the Russian army and they were mufti from Yiddishkeit. They were out running student, not from China. Shabbos, the Tigers coming is out. Then they come back home after who knows how many years. What do they see? They saw pogroms, the Purim, Nashamai, pogroms. Could be their parents, their Zaydis and Babas, or Ice Kishach, and you're talking to Thais and Philip. Do you really think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing sorrows to Klal Yisrael because of that? He says, Adam Hashem and Anachna, we have to take the blame ourselves. If anybody is to blame, it's ourselves. We can't put the blame on them. This is despite the fact that Rabbi Yisrochayim was the biggest leichet against the Tziyayim. Biggest leichet. The Apal Bikay, he didn't allow anybody to be on the chayim on them. They're hidden, and they're still beloved by him. Maybe the Kizach. Shor oy kesev oy eiz ki yivalei. An ox, a sheep, a goat that will be born. V'hoye shivas yonu tachas imoy. It should be under its mother's nursing for 7 days. Now it's already complete. It will be accepted. It's a carbon, a fire offering to Hashem. Here you see, it's the connection. So Yehuda Asad, the one with the early Talmidei Achsam Seifers, at the time of the Kodesh Mubracha, he explains that Adam is the crown of the Bria. He is the highest, high of the Brias. And yet, if you look at an Adam, it's a pellet. He's created. He's a little baby. Can't take care of himself. Father and mother has to nurse him. Father and mother have to take care of him until he's, who knows how old. He needs the guidance. The support of his parents. Finally, he grows up. And again, he gets old. He can't take care of himself. He needs other people to take care of him. He can't move. He's old and decrepit. This is the Nazir HaBriya. You find the behemoth. Behemoth. Shor ben yom karu shor, the Gemara says. 7 days, he's supporting Nazir on his own. What's the shot? There it is. If this would be the beginning and the end of life, Enoch Hinami. Then Taka, you know, there's a passion. But this is not the beginning of life starts with Chiyas HaMeisim. This is just a preparation. So it's not a passion. You know, Adrama the Bank does not live on with Chiyas HaMeisim, but a human being. It's with Chiyas HaMeisim. This is not the real life. We can't with Chiyas HaMeisim. And this is also, he says, not right. He was Kulei Gashmi, Kulei Chumri. So it's stronger than a human being, and it develops quicker, and it remains stronger. The human being is his Ruach, it's not the Guf. The Guf is merely a Keli for the Ruach. Well, I have to, the older a person gets, the Ruach gets stronger. But the fact that the body gets weaker, that's the riot to what the knows. Or the myths, the purpose is for the Ruach to be able to survive after Tchias HaMeisim and such, Hashem will be there. He can't look here as amazing in a day. The Mikdash be beside B'nai Yisrael. That's possibly one of the days. The Mikdash be beside B'nai Yisrael. Mitzvah Kiddush Shem Shemayim to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Kiddush Hashem. So the Mishnah in the ninth paragraph of Brocha says, U'v'chol Nafshecho, Yakiva Darshi, Afilu Noitul Es Nafshecho. Even if he takes your nefesh, even then you're mechuyev to give up your nefesh. By the gimel chamuros, by the three aveiros chamuros, and by the zara gili arayis and shvius danim, you're mechuyev to give up your nefesh lowly. So the Alshon HaKadosh tells them, you have to say, I'm going to tell this nafshin, or what's the government? If you have people to tell this nafshin, maybe it's not one person that does it, the government,
is Gezer Zeres against you. It's a rabbin generally. Why does it say, Kawash Yachid, Afil Noito Esnapshik? So Taushik HaKadosh, and here Chazal, are being Maramris, that a person should not be the Shvar. If people don't want to take his life away, they want to be Gezer against them, then if he doesn't, if he's not over on the Torah, they'll kill him. A person should not be the Shvar. And he should put into his mind, it's not them that's killing you. It's not with the Torah that's taking away your life. Because he wants to bring your neshama to a higher and higher and higher and higher. So he's putting you in this matzah where you have the opportunity of being Makadosh Hashem Shamayim. It's not that they have nothing to do with it. They have no kayacho. This all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A few nights was not sure. Lost the yachid. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person does that, then we'll talk and go b'simcha. It said over on the Ger Tzedek, Rabban Avraham Potocki, that as he was coming closer to it, he was being burnt, he started singing a song of a Manachalavka, and he said, oh, and they have a Manachalavka. You know, they didn't have the Nignal to that happens. They came out with a CD of the Alto, which is a good one. You know, so they have the Nignal to see him doing the Kinnik, they used to sing in the Lashon. He was dancing. He's saying over that when the Kehillah of Kel was taken out, Yitzchak to be killed, they went out and they were singing Adonai Olam. They went out to Simcha, singing Adonai Olam. The Yitzchakers would be the Kalmar Talmud Torah, one of the Manihim, he's called the Shadmahim. So he was out there already and he asked for permission. Back to his house for 10 minutes. He'll be back soon. So he gave him permission. He came back after about 10 minutes. So he didn't ask him, we have to go. So he said, we're going to visit Carbon by Carbon. It says, L'Rech Michayach, I want to brush my teeth. Because I mean the Nukas HaNefesh. I'm going for a Carbon. L'Rech Michayach, I want to brush my teeth. I saw that Yeshiva was in Shanghai. So apparently the government wanted to pass some favors against them, whatever it was. And there was a Japanese guardian that found out about it. He was Matsu the Yeshiva. And when the Japanese found out about it, they tortured this guy and they killed him. They killed him. So people wanted to hear what Rav Chaskel had to say about this guardian. So somebody came to his room. Who was crying? So what was he crying about? He says, "Father, was this guy who was a kind of shame shemayim, and I'm trying to be a Hashem. I was never zayichah. This is the way the Gedolim used to look at this. As a matter of fact, the interesting thing also that when the Mir Yeshiva they rather looked out of where they were going towards Japan. So until a certain point, they were very nervous. They were still within an area where they can catch up with them. But once they reached a certain point, they started dancing the same. Chaskel was sitting by himself. He wasn't taking part. The Agra looked very serious. So somebody asked him, the Mashgiach is not Besimcha. He said, why should I be Besimcha? The Emes? He says, the real thing should have been to stay where we were, to die al Kiddush Hashem. That would have been the ultimate. That's a Madrega. That's someone that's not here. He wants to cleanse and he wants to refine your neshama, one refinement after the other. Stay by the carbon toida, the chisiz v'chu zevach toida l'Hashem. If you will bring a zevach toida l'Hashem, l'rtsoin chem tiz v'chu, it should be done to be accepted. What does that mean, it should be accepted? So Rashi says, it should be oylo l'rotz and al yidei, you eat it in the proper time. You have to have the machshava to eat it in the proper time, you have to eat it in the proper time. Carbon toida has to be eaten in one day and one night. So don't have a wrong machshava to eat a chutzlis mani, and tackle, don't mamash eat a chutzlis mani, because then it won't be l'rotz. Medrash says on this pasuk that losin lavai, all the korbanos are going to be bottled except for a carbon taiga. That from our saying, Fabos, what's special about the carbon taiga that it's not going to become bottled? So the morale in the Sivas Oilam says, because in the carbon taiga, we're makriv two opposites. We're makriv lachmei taiga that are chametz. We're also makriv matzah. And you're taking two opposites and you're putting them together in one, and that's ma'achid, the two opposites. So Shalafi said, that's what's special about it. It's going to be kind, loss, and love. What's main does, you know, ma'achid, two opposites. And Shalafi said, that's kind, loss, and love. What does that mean? So, Chaim Friedland, Zechitzadik Rabravdo, Sifse Chaim, he says, I'm already the Kipshat. Let's say a person went to a tzara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a Yeshua. So he's not as happy with the Yeshua. But he doesn't necessarily rejoice over the Tzara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, he wishes that the Tzara never would have happened. But now that he has the Yeshua, he's Mesameh with the Yeshua. Over the Emes, the Ke'emes, the highest Madrega is to try and understand how the Tzara Gufu was a Chelik of his Yeshua, how it brought him closer to Hashem, and how it brought him Rabbah. That Governor Melech says, Oidecho ki anisoni, batihili Yeshua, which the Pashto Pshad is, I thank you that you answered me, and you were free Yeshua for me. But there's others that touch, Oidecho ki anisoni, I thank you on the Inri as well. Batihili Yeshua, and the Inri Gufu was a chalik of my Yeshua of coming close to you. That's from my drink of loss and love. Chazal said, if his man is down something big, we say, Baruch Dino Emes. And a good thing that happens, we say, I'll tell you what I made you. Well, it's lovely, we're going to be makir, that everything which seems bad is really good. And everything we're going to say, Baruch, I'll tell you what I made you. So being makir, that the tzara's gufa chelik of the Yeshua, that's a doubt of loss and lovely, which we could reach really as man as that. That's the meaning of the carbon taiga, bringing chametz and matzah together. Chametz represents things that are bad, the kayach hayetzahara, the kayach hara. Matzah represents Geula, the Yeshua. And what do? We bring the two together. Why? What's the Inyan? To show that not only was the Matzah the Yeshua, but even the Chelik that looks like it's bad, that's also a Chelik to the Yeshua. That's the putting the two together in one carbon. And it's Ma'achah the two. That is the Madrega of Loss of Love. And that's going to be the Madrega Kind Loss of Love more than any other carbon. So, Rav Chaim Friedland. Usfartim lochem. Mimachras ha-Shabbos. Miyayim ha-Viyach v'sayim ratzuf. Vosos dos usfartim lochem. You should count for yourselves. So the Gemara in Masechtas Menachos says, each and every individual is mechuyav to count. It's a chiyav on each individual. So the Mishnah Brura brings down, there's a shayla in the Rishonim and in the Paiskim. What does this mean? Does it mean you can't have somebody moitzi with Tzvius Oimer? So I come look up. Each individual has to count. Somebody can't be moitzi, even though normally we have a din of Shemea to Oimer. Here, Tari says it's fine to look up. So other place can say no. Other place can say, Shedei Tzvius Cholechem is unlike by Shemitah, where there's a mitzvah on Bezlin to count, but nobody else has a mitzvah to count. Here it's a mitzvah on you to count. But then afterwards it works with the klolim of Shemei Kain. I saw a beautiful pshat. What's that pshat in those shikas that hold? We don't say Shemei Kain. Why is it different than Kiddush? Why is it different than other Zachin? That somebody can be Maitzi. We don't pass it like that. But what's the pshat that they say you can't be Maitzi al Shemei Kain? So it took you Goldstein's themselves, which is Shiva Eimek Alocha, that a very nice pshat. The Yerushalmi says, comes to Shemoneh Esrei, to Tefillah, a person cannot be Moitzi somebody else with Shemaya Kain. So the Ram explains why not. Because Tefillah is Racham. You're asking Hashem for Rachmanis. What one person needs, Rachmanis from Hashem, and the other person doesn't. And what this person needs, this person doesn't. We say, this person has more Kishrin, this person has less Kishrin. Right, so their tefillahs are not diamond to each other. Same thing with Shuvenu Vilas Arasetha, Chuvin. One person has to do more Chuvin than the other, or one person has to do Chuvin for this, the other one for that. Slachmanu, whatever you find in the Tachnunim, in the Rachman, in Shemoneh Esrei, No two people are the same. Each person will feel his Nisayan, each person will feel his Shverakai. So I must say, one person's feel cannot be mighty the other. Every individual has to daven for himself, for his Kishrin, for his Tchunis, for his Shverakai. So the two goes to wants to say that by Sphere Seimer is the same thing. What's the purpose of Sphere Seimer? Alexander Rabbi Shalalu, Kedela Taharenu, Mikli, Seinu, Mikli, Seinu. It's not stop a nice and sphere of Yalma. It involves Machshav, it involves Hachana. Every single individual has to work on his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And has to be naked himself for Gabolas HaTaira and cleanse himself with he is my dragon. So that Shita holds is past the Shemei Ka'ayna. Because each person's sphere is a sphere of he is on my dragon. Agav, I saw a very nice thing. When you get the sphere of Zayimer, numerous Mayne HaMitzvahs, count people that count the mitzvahs, they count the mitzvahs to Yerushalayim as the 307th mitzvah Shin Zayin. Rather than say Rechimah counts as mitzvah Shin Vav. But there are many mitzvahs that counted as mitzvah Shin Zayin. So I soon brought down Hashem, one of the Halei Yerevis, Rav Avraham Simcha Bardiyov. He says, what's the pshat? Why is it the middle mitzvah? When you put up a big building, so you take a big beam and put it middle to hold up the binyan. You know, you need it to hold it up. So there's a big beam in the middle. You take a strong beam. Sphere of Seimer is that strong beam in the middle. Mitzvah's on one side, mitzvah's on the other. Because the hachana for Kabbalah's HaTaira, thus is that middle pillar that holds up your binyan of Kabbalah's HaTaira. That's why it's mitzvah Shem Zayin. That's what he wants to say. Okay. Weiter, other good Sachen da. Uvikutschuchem is ksir arzichem. When you harvest the harvest of your land, leisechala pa'asotcho bikutschrecho. Do not finish off the payah of the field. Leave payah. Leket yitzircho leisalake. Do not take leket while you're picking. Drop one or two stalks. So this is smack in the middle of the Mayadis. Mamish in the middle of the Mayadis. It's like a chicken and bacon. So Rashi says, why is it put it in the middle? Pesach Matzeres Mikan. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mikan. The Lamdecho to teach you. If you give leket shikhu and pay it to an oni the way it should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it like you built the Beis HaMikdash and you were makor korbanos. I don't understand what's the connection between the two of them. Good. It teaches you that. But what's it got to do with the parsha of the Mayadis? So I saw once a very nice pshat. What are the Mayadis? First of all, the Mayadis came up to the Beis HaMikdash and brought Karbanos. What Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Kahanim brought Karbanos. It's an Indian of coming close to Hashem. And the Beis HaMikdash was an Indian of coming close to Hashem. One of the best ways of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by giving tzedakah, matnas aniyim, like a chikrin peyah. That is one of the best ways to come close to Hashem. Why? Number one, because you're a kind of halachta b'drachah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezin as a oilam. And if you do the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what greater way of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than doing exactly what he does? Number two, it brings bracha to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, that is the connection between us. He gives us bracha, we thank him, we thank him, that brings us more bracha, and more bracha, and more bracha. So it comes out that what the Beis HaMikdash did, and what the Mayadis do to connect them, Mayad means a designated time of meeting. When we come close to Hashem. So the Torah is telling us, B'tafkin, the parish of the Mayadis, that this is tantamount, it's equal to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the bringing of the Karbanos, and coming close to Hashem. So, afterwards I was thinking, that if you're a Dayak in Rashi, Rashi says, my roa cost of litten be'emtza harango, in the middle. See what we said before. That sphere of Seimer is the beam that keeps up the binyan. This is the emtza. It's the beam that keeps up that connection
between us and HaKadosh Baruch. Finally, Shteyin Pasik, by the Lechem HaPonim, B'yayim HaShabbos, B'yayim HaShabbos, Yarechenu, B'nei Hashem. Every Shabbos, you should arrange it on the Shulchan in front of Hashem, Tamid, Yez B'nei Yisrael, B'ris Ha'ilam. From the B'nei Yisrael, B'ris Ha'ilam. So the Oitz, this is in Kapitel Chavdalet Pasik Ches. So the Oitzvus of Yishayim brings down B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoyo. It says, in this pasuk there's 53 letters, and there's 13 words. What's the remez? 53 letters is the amount of the sedras of the Torah that we lay in 53 weeks in an ibriyar. And 13, so that's the 53 oisias. One ois keneged every parsha. And the 13 words is keneged 13 months of an ibriyar. So that's the maximum of the way they said of the parsha yesterday. Saturday we go, we put two parashas together. So that's the Shabbat, the Torah's Meramiz. B'yayim HaShabbos, B'yayim HaShabbos. Every single Shabbos is another one of these sedras in a period when there's 13 months. Goes up to Rabbeinu, brings it down B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoyo, who's a Rishon. Rabbeinu Yoyo. I go to Shabbos, everybody.